Welcome again to another broadcast of Restoring Your Life. And again, we are going to help equip you in restoring your life because we have been given the power through the Holy Spirit. We talked last week about, even the weeks before, I don't even know anymore, we're just talking about everything, is that, you know, God has given us the ability through the Holy Spirit to attain, to retain, to be able to work through. And that's what we want to do. We want to equip you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I do have a friend here. Now, she's my friend. She's my partner in crime. In good crime. We got the joy of the Lord. That is our strength. That is our power to be able to do what we're doing today. And but we're going to continue on a theme from last week. But let's start with prayer. Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity again to come into the homes of people to just share a little bit of joy. Because it's the joy of the Lord that's our strength. And it's the joy that makes us well. A merry heart does good like a medicine. So, Father, I ask that you would just allow them to glean from you from what we speak in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And again, this is Carol Love, and I'm Linda Lang, and we have ministries, and we're just, you know, we're encouraging one another in our ministries, aren't we?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what did you say when we first met? Iron sharpens iron. Yeah. Oh, don't you just love that?
Does anybody have anybody like that in your life?
Good, we got a lot of copper. We got copper trying to be with iron.
That's right, copper. We've got a little Gumby.
Little lid.
We got, you know, sometimes you have to choose your friends.
You do.
We have to, you know, they can just come, and especially if you have something to offer and you've got people that just want what you have. And I remembered when I first started my ministry that I had a lady that, you know, she was a friend of mine, and we did things together, and I had her go with me on all my ministry meetings. You know, she was like, that was a perk for her. She got to go with me. I paid for everything. You know, this is a ministry thing. And one day I said, you know, I really am changing my board around, and I would like you to kind of step down this time. You've been on it for 4 years. You know, let's give other people a chance.
Yes.
She never spoke to me again.
Oh, my
I knew then that that was an individual who just wanted what I had.
Yes.
And so that's what we have to look at. We have to look at the lives of people. Sometimes they're going to come and go.
That's true.
People
that's
are going to come and go in our lives. Mm-hmm. Those ones that stick closer than a brother will never leave your side, ever.
Like the Holy
Ghost. And I have friends like that too.
Oh,
I have
yes.
friends that, you know, I can call, that I can be a mess and they still love me. I can, you know, say something and hurt them, and they'll just like, okay, that's just Linda, I'll forgive her. You know, that's what we need to
that's a friend.
With each other.
That's
and then you have new acquaintances that you accidentally step on their toe and they never talk to you again. The seed was never planted, really growing in the relationship.
Yeah. So didn't take root.
I was talking to my husband the other day. I know I'm digressing again. We're going to talk about prayer in a moment. But I was talking to my husband the other day about friends, you know,
and I
was trying to form a really cool luncheon. And I had I picked five women that I wanted to have lunch with. Mm-hmm. And they were older friends of mine, and nobody was available. I felt like that, you know, they did the wedding, and they asked these people to come, and they had all these excuses.
Oh, yes!
I gotta go bury my dad, or I gotta go eat the cow, or I gotta go do something with my wife, or whatever those things were. I felt like that. And I heard the Lord say, then go out into the highways and the
roads,
and God has brought me into your life.
Oh, see?
God brought me into another lady's life.
Yes.
Sandy's
life.
I mean, all these different people are coming in, and I don't think they're just coming and going. I think these are ones that God's establishing in the last days, because we need each other.
That's right.
We need each other.
That's right. And we see the power of God in our ministries. Mm-hmm. You know, you have Life Applications Ministries. I'm doing Black Coop. Uh-huh. Sandy's doing Source Outreach Ministries.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Power. And we see that it's not about us. Mm-hmm. It's about us coming together to serve others.
That's right.
That's the key.
That's right.
And that's what Linda and I are trying to get through to the to you listeners today. If you come aboard with us and join with us, you know, in this gathering of the ministry, so we can help support you and undergird you, that you're going to see a miraculous move of God.
That's right.
We
talked about that a few programs ago, about this new women coalition.
Yes.
And so again, and she brought it up. If you have a ministry and you just feel like you're just floundering or alone and you just, you know, you need help, we're forming a coalition of women in the area to be able to undergird and support, not to add more burden and work to your load, but to help you unload.
That's
okay?
It.
That's what we need with each other. And so that was what we need in the last days here. We need
each other. Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole Bible is about relationships. And if we don't have a relationship, we think, oh, I can just do it all by myself. I'm an island.
Right.
No. Hey, I got a joke.
Oh, okay. Tell me, girl.
Because a merry heart does good like a medicine. Okay. There was a guy on an island, and he'd been there 20 years. He was marooned. He got rescued. So these guys come up and they see three huts. Mm-hmm. He says, the guy says to him, well, what's that one? He goes, well, that's my house. Mm-hmm. He says, well, that's one. What's that one? That's my church. Well, what's the third one? That's the church I used to go to. Because we have to wow. see that we're the one. We got to live with ourselves.
Sure do.
I have another situation where, you know, people get depressed. Do you know anybody that gets depressed from time to time?
Oh, yes, I do.
Do you know why people get depressed? Because they have themselves on their mind. Do you know the Bible says, that's why it says in Isaiah 58, to do for others, then your health will come speedily.
Right.
So again, it's about going out and doing for others. You know, I don't know how many people, maybe you've even heard about this on TV or radio, whatever. If you start to feel sad or depressed, go do something for somebody.
Yes.
Get out of yourself. I remember sitting in Walmart. Okay, I'm telling you a lot of words. Standing in Walmart, these are...
And I started to feel a little dizzy. I'm like, oh, I gotta get out of here. I go, no, I'm going to enjoy my day. And I started thinking about somebody else. That went away.
Oh.
I started to think about, how I was feeling. Am I going to make it? Does anybody ever get there where you start to feel a symptom and then you just jump on it? And pretty soon, now you're worse. Now you're laying in bed like you're going to die.
Right.
And it started with just one little symptom. God says, I want you to put that little symptom under your feet.
Now, when I wake up in the morning, what I did even this morning even, I did this. God says that we sit with Christ in heavenly places.
That's right.
And I decided to do that today. I woke up a little, groggy, and I go, no, I'm going to put it under my feet. And so I got myself up between Jesus and God up there on the seventh. And I'm like looking down at the world, everything. All my feelings, all my symptoms, all the people, all the problems were totally way off that globe. And I'm up here chumming up with Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God. And I'll tell you what, I was out of it. I got up. I had a pep in my step because I got on top of it.
You got on top of it.
That's what prayer does, doesn't it?
Wow. Yeah, you're right about that. Oh, yeah. And you know, you mentioned about the depression. I had a friend, a lady I know, she called me just 2 weeks ago, totally depressed. And you are so right, because when depressed people, if you notice their conversation, if you listen, it's always about me. You know, they did this to me, and this, they did that to me. Me. You're just drowning in your own me problem. But like you said, I love what you said. Start thinking of others.
Yes, that's right.
And you will not be thinking of yourself.
It might be foreign to some people to think of others. Like somebody, I was talking to this lady the other day. She goes, that's going to be hard. I go, yeah, because every time I have a conversation, I could be talking about my husband's issues, and all of a sudden, it ends up about me in the end, all the time. It always ends up about me somewhere on the way. She goes, that's going to be hard to do. I go, yes. You know what you do? You listen.
Isn't that the key?
You listen. The Bible says that with words, you're going to sin.
Yeah.
So you might as well just listen.
Right.
And a wise person listens. They might not be all that smart, but a person that listens is known to be a wise person.
That's right. Well, the Bible does say that be slow to speak and quick to hear.
Yeah, that's right. And hear all the matter before you respond. You know how you start talking to somebody, and then you're going to tell them something, and they start to finish your sentence, you go, wait a minute, that's not what I was going to say. Anyway, so we had all these different, how we are to communicate with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're going to talk about one way we do that, and that is with prayer.
You got it. We're going
to
do it.
We're going to
finally
get to prayer. We tried to talk about prayer for the last 25 minutes. So
okay, here we go.
To get into it. Okay,
all right.
It's in Philippians chapter 1, and I found this the other day. This is one of my Bible readings I just did this week.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's Paul, and he's talking. It's the heading on my Bible says the loveliest thank you note ever written.
Okay.
Ooh. But really, it's a prayer. It's how to really pray for one another.
Okay.
And let me start with this. It's really cool.
Okay.
We have a lot of people to pray for.
Oh, yes.
And if we sat down and prayed for every person, we wouldn't even be able to eat any food, go shopping, take care of the house, clean that, nothing. We would be just praying all the time. Now, the Bible says to pray without ceasing, and we can always lift people up as we do other things. But what I'm wanting to get at is we have this list. We get into our prayer closet, and we have this list of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we start to try, okay, so-and-so, really, Lord, da-da-da-da-da, telling God what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling God what to do on the second person. They were telling God what to do on the third.
and we're, you know, we're doing our prayer.
Right.
And you're like, okay, it's like 3 hours later and I'm only halfway through the list. I'm telling you something. I'm going to give some people who are intercessors some clue here.
Okay.
The Bible says really clear, and I love it. Mm-hmm. Just mention their name.
That's all you need. Oh, that's good.
Oh my gosh, because let God take care of it.
Why? Just bring their name.
You know, we sometimes we are involved with somebody where we'll say, you know what, I know they're having a hard time with their kids.
Yes.
So Lord, you know, I lift up the mother and the children. You know what they need.
Me?
You know what needs to be brought.
Right.
But here's what Paul says, and I love it.
Oh, I can't
so
wait.
This is what I'm doing. So
okay.
The other morning, I got so excited that I found an old journal that still has stuff in it. So I had a few pages left at the end,
yeah.
And I wrote down every name that I've ever known of people that I know in my life,
yes.
That I want to pray for. And there's just people, and I have like 3 pages right now, and I'm pretty sure it's going to end up being way more than that.
Oh yes.
Because I just got started on it. But what he showed me, I started reading this, Philippians chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 3.
Okay.
I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's stop there real quick.
Okay.
God will bring to your mind the people you need to pray for.
That's
first
true.
Of all.
If a face comes to mind, it either means you need to forgive them or you need to pray for them. You know, one or the other has to work. Okay?
Right.
So, and then it says, always in prayer of mine for you, making the requests with joy. So if you think that praying for people is a hardship, then you better stop praying.
Oh, because you're supposed to do it
you're
with joy.
You're supposed to do it in joy.
Oh, that's
joy
good.
Is what? The power and the presence of the Holy
Spirit.
It even talks about praying in the Spirit, by the way.
Right.
We're going to do that some other day. But I wanted to talk to you about praying. Because it says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. First of all, Father, thank you for my friends. Thank you for
mm-hmm.
the family members. I just thank you. And I put my hand on this list of names. You know,
yes.
I just thank you for them. Thank you for your joy as I pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes down to verse 9. I like it.
Oh, yeah. I got that one highlighted.
And this I pray. This is what he says. That your love may yet abound more and more in the knowledge and all judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't even have to say, okay, now I need that person. You know, I need you to, you know, meet their financial need, Lord. I need you. They need a new job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, people do pray for that. But what he's showing me is that if I talk to the Lord and ask for their love to be abound yet more and more. And
then it goes down to verse 9. I like it.
Yeah. I got that one highlighted.
And this I pray. This is what he says. That your love may yet abound more and more in the knowledge and all judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, I don't even have to say, okay, now I need that person to, you know, I need you to, you know, meet their financial need, Lord. I need you. They need a new job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now people do pray for that. But what he's showing me is that if I talk to the Lord and ask for their love to be abound yet more and more and knowledge, then the knowledge will help them get that car.
Right.
Okay. Their judgment and discernment will help them to make better choices in that choice, okay, in that car. That you may approve things that are excellent. Now he's telling the people what he's praying about for
mm-hmm.
them. That you may approve things that are excellent so that we can iron sharpen iron.
There
we
you go.
We can choose our
that's
friendships, right?
Right? That's
that you
right.
may be sincere and without offense.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay, mm-hmm. how many got offended today?
Mm.
You know, how many people got listening and watching it, got offended today already? You know, somebody didn't remember
yeah.
your birthday. Somebody didn't, you know, compliment your hair.
Right.
They didn't, you know, somebody didn't do something that offended you. But the Bible says that he wanted us, and that's why he prayed this, because he
mm-hmm.
knew that we would get offended. He said, I want you to be able to be sincere
mm-hmm.
without offense. See, a lot of people say, well, I want to speak truth, but I'm afraid to tell them the truth because it might hurt their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, but when you speak the truth in love, that's sincere. They're going to see
yes,
your
right.
sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
When you say I'm sorry to somebody, they're going to either believe you're sincere or they're not.
Right.
By the way that you respond
that's
or
true.
Talk, right?
Mm-hmm. Your body language.
Oh, yeah, your body language. I remember my husband saying one time, you know, I said that I was sorry about something and I really, it was sincere in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
He knew it. He was able to receive it then. So if you
tell somebody, oh man, I'm really sorry I did that. It's just going to bounce off because that's not sincere.
It's not sincere. That's
we
right.
have to, you know, we're not going to say everything right. We're going to still hurt people's feelings. But if we can be sincere when we do it, it's going to cut half the pain off.
Yes.
Okay? Because the truth does hurt.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
So I just love it when it says,
that's
just
great.
Take that. And it says, and then he says this as well on verse 11.
Okay.
Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. We talked last week about the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So in order to get righteousness, it's from God the Father, which are through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. So basically, your prayer can be just verse 9 through 11.
You can simply pray. This is how I would do it. This is what I'm doing now. It's really cool. Father, thank you for bringing in remembrance these individuals. I'm not going to be driving my car. I don't have to sit in my, you know, room.
Right.
And then I'll say, Lord, I just pray that your love abound in them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That you give them wisdom and understanding and knowledge so that they can make better choices for their life. That they will prove all things and go after the excellent. That they're sincere and that they don't take offense, that they forgive people daily, and that they're filled with righteousness to giving you glory.
That's it.
And if you do that for your
that
opens up the avenue for provision, for meeting people, for relationships, for forgiveness, for healing.
Ooh, girl, you just opened up the Suez Canal.
Oh, I love that.
You don't part at the Red Sea.
You know what? I want to tell you, I have to laugh. It's so funny.
Okay.
I was thinking about if we were to do like a program together, which is not just the Life Application Ministry, but a completely different. I thought the Carol Brunette Show.
I love it. Wait a minute. Carol Brunette.
Brunette. Because I used to be brunette. Okay, I thought the Carol Brunette Show.
I love it.
The Carol Brunette Show. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of cute. Because you know what? We have a lot of fun. God is a creator.
Isn't he? Okay?
So we have the ability to be as creative as our daddy.
Yes, we do. Aren't we, girl?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we have to have a humor.
Oh, $4.55-$8.89 a month.
When we look in the mirror, we have to have some humor.
Right.
You know, we see that little thing here and that little thing there, and we just go, can you clip that off, Lord?
He goes,
no, I'm clipping off what's in the spirit.
Okay. Yes.
So that I can enjoy what I see in the mirror.
Oh, my goodness, really?
You know, I can look in the mirror and say, you are the loveliest of them all.
Oh, okay. Can't you say that?
Yeah, not that. Oh, look at how old you are. Look
all right.
Those wrinkles. Oh, my God. I think I need to really dye my hair again, you know? So things like that we go through now.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. But if our heart. If our heart stays in an attitude like. Let's say that we pray this on ourselves.
Let's just do that right now.
Everybody right now.
Yes.
On ourselves.
Amen.
Father, I thank you that you're bringing me into remembrance.
Yes, I love it.
Thank you, Lord. Bit about me right now. that my requests are made with you in joy. And that I pray that my love is abound and more in knowledge and in judgment. And I pray that I may approve all things and go after that which is excellent. Yes. That I am sincere with my fellow man. Mm-hmm. And I'm honest. And I am without offense. Mm-hmm. And that I'm being filled with fruits of righteousness because of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I will have what I need. Ugh. Wow, isn't that a beautiful,
powerful
prayer? We're speaking the word.
Yes.
Jesus says, I sent my word. Or somebody said it. Mm-hmm. He sent his word and healed them all.
Uh-huh.
So it's the word.
Yeah, that was Jesus.
That healed. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's a centurion soldier.
Yes. So there you go. And I really love Carol because she does these
Bible studies. And so she gets into, and I think if
you are interested in having a one-on-one, powerful, impactful, personal Bible study.
Yes.
You contact Carol.
Yeah.
Because she actually, I think she did
like
596 lessons.
Mm-hmm. She has like 18 women and she works with them. So be added. Be added because she would love to minister to you.
Yes,
but you can contact her. Can you give her some information about how to contact your ministry?
Yes. Matter of fact, you can contact us on our website. You can reach us at sourceoutreachministries.com. And you will find everything about our ministries on that website. So take a look. I'm going to say it again. sourceoutreachministries.com.
Is there a phone number?
Yes. You can reach us also at 925-628-5201. Again, this is Blackhoo Ministries, busy ladies achieving Christ's knowledge, understanding, and wisdom.
And that's exactly what we're doing right
now. And that's what we're doing.
We're equipping through prayer.
Yes.
Because prayer is what? Talking.
It's just talking.
And I like it when, you know, when he was, Adam and Eve were in the garden, and then the Lord would just come and walk with them.
Yes.
I love that song, that old song.
Oh, okay.
And he walks
with me, and he talks with me. Yes, girl. They don't sing those no more in the churches.
Yeah. So no, we don't.
I miss that.
I do too.
Me
I miss
too. There's old Rugged Cross.
Yeah, that's old Rugged Cross.
Amazing Grace. Where's those songs? Come on now. And the blood.
Oh yeah, the blood. Yeah.
Oh, power in the blood.
Wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Don't you love it?
Oh yeah, those were. That's when I was saved.
That's right.
Back in 1977.
Yes,
I went to a little Baptist church. And those were the songs that we did. You know, the Gaither Trio.
Oh, don't you love them?
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I love them.
Praise God. Well, we have got a lot to talk about.
Yes.
Really, but now we just got started on prayer. But prayer changes things.
It really does. Mm-hmm. And so I think I would encourage you to, you know, make a list. Get, you know, some information, you know, write down the names of the people that you want to pray for. And if you just do a simple prayer like this of encouragement and strength, wow, that you don't have to try to tell God what to do.
No.
You know?
He already knows.
No.
You know, he already knows.
He knows. He says, I even know before you ask me what you
That's
need
That's right.
Of.
And you know, then I have to just say real quickly, if we have time for it, real quickly, we're talking about prayer and communication, and you'll get what you ask for. Remember Hannah? Remember Hannah in the Bible? And she wanted that baby so bad. She went to the temple every day praying and praying and praying. And Eli thought she was drunk, thought she was drunk on wine, but she was talking to the Lord through prayer. It was just communication. She just in there just talking like how you and I are talking. And what happened? The Lord heard her prayer and answered her prayer and gave her that child.
That's right.
And so that's what we're trying to get you to understand today in this teaching that we're bringing today on prayer, is that all you have to do, it's not a formula. You just talk to Him like Linda just did with the prayer, giving us an example. If you pray the word, you'll get the results of the word.
And you pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. You know, it's funny there's this little skit. It's like, okay, so somebody starts praying. Okay, dear Heavenly Father and Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, oh Father. So they're up in heaven going, are they talking to me? No. Are they talking to you? I don't know. Are they talking to me? I don't know. Are they talking to you? So we've got to really target in that we're to talk to the Father in the name of Jesus. Jesus even says, don't ask me anything.
He sure did.
Ask the Father. If you know what, when you talk to your kids,
go ask your dad.
Ain't that what we do? Go ask your daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing. We're teaching the children to go after the Father.
That's right.
But here's the thing.
I like
if
that.
If you have a father
that has a heavy hand or is not showing the kind of love that you need, then you're going to have a hard time asking your Father for anything.
That's true.
So that's what we do in ministry. We help you get restored in your heart and remove the brokenness from a relationship of your earthly father that maybe abandoned you and rejected you and didn't love you properly the way you needed. Matter of fact, many diseases come out of a broken heart from having a broken relationship with a father figure.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, there's several diseases, and there are autoimmune diseases.
Wow. You know what I found out too, Linda, with that? Because I wasn't raised by my parents. You know, my grandparents raised me since I was a little girl at 3 years old. But what I learned is that I had to forgive my parents early. And once I became of age, like 17, when I came to California, I forgave my mother and my father. And do you know, at this point in my life, I've never been sick.
Amen.
I have no sickness. I don't take no pills. I ain't getting up in the morning taking a pill for this and a pill for that. Because I got rid of that. I forgave them.
Yes, that's right.
You know,
well, in my ministry, and I don't know that I have it. I don't have it right now. Here's a good one.
Okay, so you're so right with
bitterness
that.
And unforgiveness is a deadly duel. It actually produces disease. Do you know that bitterness produces a disease unto death? Because bitterness can actually cause cancer.
Wow. Bitterness.
Because you know why? Because if you are bitter and that spirit of roots is rooted in you, it starts to change you. It starts to change you from the inside. And what happens is that your body starts to eat itself. That's what causes the cancer, right? It says it eats at you like a cancer. It's exactly what it's doing. It has a little pity party in a certain area of your body and starts to eat.
With diabetes.
Yes.
It eats the pancreas, it starts to eat it. Or in the MS, it starts to eat the myelin sheath around the nerve endings, not the nerve problem. It starts to eat and form these little pockets.
Because of the bitterness that you're harboring.
Yeah, that's right. So we can do what you did. Forgive. And I have a book called Forgiving from the Heart. Matter of fact, it's cool. Because you got to forgive. Not just, I forgive you. You got to forgive from the heart. Because again, that's where the issues of life come from.
Right.
Not what you think, oh, I'm thinking I'm forgiving them, but inside I'm still mad. No, then you haven't forgiven from your heart, and the bitterness is still there. You are prone. Let me tell you something. If you forgive and you're not sick right now, you're doing prevention.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing prevention when you forgive.
Yes. So go to my website. I have a teaching on it called Forgiving from Your Heart. It's downloadable. It is free. Go ahead and do that. Take a look at the things we offer on our website as well. We have a lot of teaching that you can go through. But mainly, you've got to forgive everybody.
You really do.
Prayer with the Lord. When you receive God's love and through prayer, you know He's helping you. When you try, actually, a lot of people don't know God is there when they pray. Sometimes they think their prayer hits the ceiling and lands on the ground.
I want to tell you is that you need to pray believing He hears you.
Okay? Absolutely.
You pray believing He hears you, and you will start seeing a change in your life.
That's right. That's
and
true.
You will start to being able to forgive people.
Yeah. But what I want to tell you is that you need to pray believing He hears you. Okay?
Absolutely.
You pray believing He hears you, and you will start seeing a change in your
life. That's right. That's
and
true.
You will start to being able to forgive people.
Yes.
You'll be able to forgive them the way that God wants us to. Because the whole reason why Jesus came is to bring forgiveness for our sins.
The whole point was to
forgive of our sins.
Can you imagine if He didn't forgive us? Oh my God!
I don't know what I'd be.
I don't even want to think about
hang gliding and all kinds of stuff. That you know, I don't know what I would be doing, but I do know that love and forgiveness. Matter of fact, there's three things that we do in this ministry. Love, receiving God's love, forgiving every person, including ourselves, and walking in truth.
Mm.
Those three are so important. And those also three represent the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
That's good.
So for those of you listening in, I pray that you continue to watch these programs. They're going to encourage you and strengthen you. Connect with us. You can contact me. You can contact Carol.
Yes.
We would love to speak with you and be a part of your life. Father, I thank you now. As you release these people to go and enjoy their lives because of who you are. It's the joy of the Lord that is their strength. Anybody feeling depressed and sad and low right now, I ask you, Father, to just lift them up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father. Well, go and be a blessing to someone.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.